in our faith tradition, stories that take place in the desert or the wilderness are stories of great danger, physical danger, spiritual danger. So today's gospel passage, the important detail that Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, evokes the story of Exodus, recalled today in our passage from Deuteronomy, when Moses and the Israelites were dramatically liberated from the Egyptians through the mighty acts of God, then spent 40 years wandering in the desert before being brought to the promised land. It parallels the gospel we hear today. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Here's another thing about the desert and the wilderness. These stories of great physical and spiritual danger, are also stories that include encounters with God. It was during the 40 years in the desert that Moses experienced several theophanies, including the one in which he was given the Ten Commandments. Another powerful but perhaps lesser known wilderness story is about Hagar and her baby Ishmael. Cast out of Abraham and Sarah's household, Hagar with her baby wandered the wilderness. Utterly parched and with hope and strength quickly waning, Hagar did not wish to see her baby die. She placed him under a bush and then walked a distance, the distance of a bow shot, the passage in Genesis says, and sat down. She lifted up her weary, anguished voice to God and wept. God responded and delivered them. Our gospel passage today is another wilderness story. Again, a story of physical and spiritual danger. Jesus is face to face with temptation, face to face with Satan, who tested Job. Face to face with the power that 1 Peter describes. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. And as we listen to Luke, we are with Jesus in this place of great danger. And we encounter the divine. For this passage reveals to us Jesus, the heart of God, and the way of God's kingdom. This is a theophany for us. And throughout his ministry, Jesus will experience the temptation and the pressure to be the things that people want him to be, to conform to the ways of our world and our thinking, our fallen understanding of leadership and power. As John Shea writes, there will always be the temptation to see himself as the miracle worker who caters to people's insistent physical demands, as someone who is ultimately trying to be king or at least increase his political and religious power, and as someone who has yet to demonstrate that God approves of his words and deeds. And while this pressure is great in this face-off with evil in the wilderness, it foreshadows the moment in which Jesus is lifted high upon the cross in Jerusalem, mocked and taunted, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Spiritual and physical wilderness, desert, danger. Here's what I know from the scriptures, from my own life, and from yours as I walk with you. God is with the suffering. And suffering does not prove the absence of God. Instead, suffering and temptation are those moments in which we discover our absolute dependence upon God. Like Hagar lifting our desperate voice and weeping. And though we may feel that we are alone, we are not. When studying the scriptures, sometimes I find it helpful to ask, what if this passage of Luke, what if it were left out of the gospel? What would we no longer have? I say we would no longer have the reassurance that God incarnate entered this physical and spiritual wilderness that we know, entered this danger that is part of all of our lives, and experienced it in the crushing and soul-sucking ways that we do, and remained faithful to God, and faithful to his mission, to love the world, to save the world, to save us, and to be with us always. So that we are, when we are in those places of spiritual and physical danger, we can reach out to him, and he will take our hand. It is through him that we are pulled through, or to use different language, saved from the perils of the wilderness. Whether it be through the mysterious ways that the Spirit moves in our hearts and our minds, and the way that the Spirit moves each of us to love and care for one another. Let it be, it will be, as we prayed in today's collect. Let each one find that you, Jesus, are mighty to save. Amen.